usually wank battling is not necessarily erotic. And again, I should probably, should I define wank battle?
Yeah, and define how someone would dominate someone in a wank battle.
So wank battle is, I would say, most gooners who are active in the Discord communities, you have like your porn stash, like a very well tabbed, you know, arranged collection of pornography, GIFs, clips, that kind of thing. And in the wank battling forums, you basically, there's so many different kinds. There's 8, 9, 10 wank battling. There's hentai wank battling. There's a whole variety of them. But the idea is basically, it's usually by text. Sometimes maybe you're on camera. You're trading porn back and forth with each other. One guy sends porn to another guy. He says, that's an 8. I find that arousing. And so let's say there's 100 points, 8 get removed. I'm not explaining it very well. It's honestly kind of hard for me to understand, even having wank battled myself, but it is basically gamified sharing of pornography.
Yeah, I have
the rules in front of me. And yeah, it is also kind of confusing to me, because it's like, it says for 8, 9, 10 battle, it's basically a trade, both sending porn and rating a scale out of 10. 8 equals question, 9 equals dare, 10 equals dare, plus skip. You can use the questions to know better the porn taste of your rival. Punishments. If both parties agree to certain punishments pre-battle, the loser must do them once the battle is over.
And what's what's interesting to me is, I don't know how they, it's all like on good faith. How do you infer? That's what I asked the Egyptian kid that I was talking to. Is like, let's say you find a image someone sends you insanely arousing, but you want to win the game, so you give them a 5. What's to stop you from doing that? There's all kinds of honor codes and systems to make sure that doesn't happen. Yeah,
it's like airsoft.
They're not on. Yeah, they're not on. They're not on video.
Some of them are. The ones that I did were not on video.
There's also HP battle. It's battle where you depend on health points, and this is actually what made me be like, wow, these are gamers.
Yes, absolutely.
Every time you rate the rating, is subtracted from your HP. Example, you both agree to do 100 HP battle. In the first turn, one party rates 8. You subtract 8 from the total HP, equals 92. The losers determine once they reach 0 HP. And then there's one girl battle. Each player selects a girl, blah, blah, blah. And then countries battle, where it's a battle where each battler only uses girls from their country. For example, USA versus Australia. And then they give a bunch of examples. The American battle where they only use American girls in his turn. The Australian battler where only use Australian girls in his turn. So this is like essentially a gamification of the act of gooning. Because often, as you describe in the article, sometimes they'll just all kind of goon in a Zoom.
Yeah, well, there's the stream room. There's two things here. There's feeding, which is just two gooners sending each other pornography, not in a gamified way, but in a kind of relaxed, you know, friendly way, trying to get each other off. So this is really a gamified feeding. The stream room is a different thing. That's where you kind of have a DJ going. He's got a lot of those PMVs.
Oh, a DJ of the porn.
Who's got like a great PMV playlist and is sort of circulating it. People have favorite DJs, just like they have favorite PMV makers. And a lot of the guys are jacking off on camera. And usually, it's almost invariable. The moment someone comes, they turn the camera off. I mean, I guess that makes sense.
Because you get the shame.
Yeah, yeah. I think the shame might kick in. But, you know, a lot of them stay in there for a long time. Many are not on camera. Many are just watching the action, enjoying themselves. It's an interesting world. Jeffrey Epstein.